Okay, today is Daf Nun Aleph. We're on Nun Aleph. We're at the Mishnah, Ein Podin. Here we go. Ein Podin, you cannot redeem. Lois lo ba'avadim. You want to redeem your child. You have to do a pidyon aben. Can you give the Kohen avadim? No. Ki lo karkos, lo avadim, lo shtaros, lo karkos. You can't give him shtaros? I have to give five shkolim, right?
Right.
Can I give five shkolim worth of potato chips? Yes. Can I give five shkolim worth of an eved? No. Shtar? It's a big shkolim if you give pidyon aben with a check. Because what is a check? Is it a shtar? Or is it shavakesef?
I think we use it as a shtar.
So that's a whole modern day shiloh, what exactly a check is.
Right.
Shavuot's night topic, what a shtar is. And you can't use a shtar and you can't use karka either. But you can use shavakesef. That you can use. Right? Velo behekdeshos. Neither with hekdeshos. Gemara is going to ask, well, hekdeshos don't belong to you. What do you mean? What does that mean? Exactly, what does that mean? So we could get to that in the Gemara. There's a machlokas achronim. The Minchas Chinuch says that what if you gave a kohen a shtar, an eved a shtar, or a karka? What if you gave it to him? You did it. Is your son redeemed with the eved? Was Namshan even redeemed? Right? What about if you say like this? I'm giving you a shtar, and the hano you have, that I gave you a shtar, is worth 5 shekel. Because I'm a very big shot. And I'm a big shot. Let's say I say to you, you know what? I need to redeem my son. You know what I'll do? I'll sing for you. I have a great voice. I'll dance for you. Now, people pay money to go see singers. People pay money to go see dancers. I'll do that for you. Is that a pidyon? Can that work?
Is it like solution or is it like
the right? Minchas Chinuch says yes, and Rabina says absolutely not. That hanah she'ain bo mamish might work by kedushin. It might work by other things. It does not work over here. Interesting. What do you mean? Maybe that would be work. Because that's a hanah that has a mamish, mowing the lawn.
Right.
I'm doing something that has no mamish. I'm going to tell you some jokes. Yeah, people pay money to see jokes. People pay money to see comedians.
One second. That doesn't necessarily. It may depend on the situation.
What do you mean?
Okay, so let's say I wanted to use it for my wedding. I get an offer. I don't want to pay for it. I use it for my wedding. That's
right.
It cost me $10,000.
Right. So that I was thinking about that. So that might be different. But you're going to sit here and I'll tell you some jokes. What kind of hanah is that? Now, it could be I'm very funny. Could be worth it. That doesn't count. People go pay money to go see Jerry Seinfeld. They pay money.
Or would you bring Jerry Seinfeld to your house and it cost you $10,000? But would you use it?
Right. Right. So it's interesting. Right. So you give dancers and singers same thing. At a chassidah, people pay for singers. I'm going to sing for you, and even if I'm good, even if I'm a guy that would be hired by a chassidah, not some schlep, I'd be hired by the chassidah. I'm one of those guys that get hired, right? And come to my living room and sing for me and dance for me. That might not work. It's interesting, such an interesting shiloh.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't think it's as clear.
Why is karka?
We'll explain why. Just based on tukim. Kohen, kasav lekohen shuchay v'litin chamisha slayim. You write a note to the kohen. I have to give you 5 slayim. So chayev litein lo, ubno eno padoi. You have to give it to him. That doesn't work. Listen to this. Lefikach, therefore, imratza hakohen litein lo b'matana rishai. If the kohen wants to give you back the 5 sloim, it works. He's allowed to, because that's not what you have to pay him anyway. You wrote a note. I owe you five sloim. That's not a pidyon aben. You didn't give him anything. I promise to give you. That's worthless. The kohen wants to give you 5 slayim. He's not giving you back the 5 slayim you gave him. He didn't give him anything yet. So he can give you 5 slayim. This is the beginning of giving the kohen giving back the pidyon aben money, which we're going to get to in the Gemara. This is the beginning of it. Gemara says, that's not. You owe, by the way, I'm picking you. There's 10 kohanim in the room. You're the one I'm picking. I'm going to give you the 5 slayim. And you go up to the kohen. Can I borrow 5 slayim, please? So he can give it to you.
I got a bigger problem. I'm a lady.
Yeah. Banknotes in the UK still said the Bank of England promises to pay the bearer
right.
£5. So that sounds like a promissory note.
So we said the same thing on the silver standard.
So that's what we said. The same thing.
Right.
Money, paper money, it has no value. Has no inherent value.
Right.
It only has representative value. Why? Because the Bank of the United Kingdom said we'll honor this. We'll treat this as £5.
Right.
That's all it means.
Yeah.
That's not, you can't walk into the Pidyon HaBen with $5 cash. You can't do that.
Right.
That's why I said they used coins from the 1930s. How do I know this even? Because when I had my son, I admitted Pidyon HaBen. Now, I had a Pidyon HaBen for myself. So my father comes over to me, and he says, here are all the coins that I used for your Pidyon HaBen. The coin gave him back. Use them for Yisroeli, for my son. So I'm looking at the coins. Like, what are these? I went to Rav Pam, who's still alive, and I said, was this even valid? I went to Rav Pam because he's a Kohen. I said, was this even valid? Because I was only going to do Pidyon HaBen for myself now. My father knew what he was doing. He said, no, your father knew exactly what he was doing. These are the best coins, because they're all from the 1930s, and they're all pure silver. So it was like 20 of them. So they all have, these a lot of coins to make sure, you know, Suffolk, and a lot of coins that all have representative, they have real value. It's mamish silver. So then he was telling me with the Troy ounces, I don't know what he was talking about, but he said you need 4 or 5 coins and you have enough.
He's right.
They were $50 on eBay each.
These coins.
He doesn't buy much now.
And it's 90% silver.
Right. And then so after that, in the 1940s, well, they say at some point they stopped doing that because they realized why are we spending money on stupid coins? We could just say the value. We could say this coin's worth $1. That's all.
When they went off to some
establishment. What? Right.
They had the 99. Not getting enough. They never used it. He's around to show you.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
I guess 2 days ago. Michael, same question. Does it have to do with the value of the coins or because of the currency in the coins?
No, the value.
No, both.
Both. Right.
Okay. But you notice that there's only in a pigeon event they give the coins itself no matter what. But at a wedding they give a ring.
Right. There's a reason for that. Why we give Shava Kesef? There's a reason for that. There's a Kabbalistic reason why we do that, by the way.
But it's the same reason why we give the coins. Right?
Correct. Next. Hamafresh Pidyon Bno V'Avad. You set aside the money and you lost it. You put the money in the you lost it now. So Chayav Litain. I'm sorry, where am I? Chayav Bachriyasa. You gotta give it again. So you lost it. So what? So. Shenemar. I'm sorry. Right, it has to be available, so you lost it. So therefore what? Okay. Masnisa de lo karebi. This mission doesn't go like Rebbe. Titania, Rebbe said, Rebbe Omer, b'chol pidyo b'chor adam, chutz men hashtaros. You can do anything you want, except for shtaros. Anything you want, you can use even karka, and even avadam, not shtaros. Why not shtaros? What's so bad about shtaros? My time at the Rebbe. So Gemara says, darish ribui umiyot. He's darshins a ribui and a miyot. What's that? So it says, Upiduyav, Biben Chodesh, Tifte, is a Reba. You redeem your son. Redeem your son. It's like this broad statement, redeem your son. Then it says, Berchaka Kesef Chamei Shkalim. Use 5 Shkalim. That's a Miyot. Right? First it says, redeem your son however you want. No, only use 5 Shkalim. Then it says, Tifte, Reba. Redeem your son. Like another word of Tifte, Reba. So, Ribuy Umiyot V'Reba. We have a broad language, a specific language, and then a broad language. It happens to be, the Gemara is not going to say this at the bottom of the page, the broad languages are next to each other, and the specific language is not in the middle. It's not in the middle. So that'll be a hak if it's that matters. So it's, right? Because if you look at the Pasuk, it says, where is the Pasuk? Upadui ben Chodesh Tifteh. Upadui ben Chodesh Tifteh. It says, both ribuys. Then it says, Be'ekha Chachamish Shalom with 5 Shalom. So the miyut's afterwards. Anyway, you have a ribuy, miyut, ribuy. Ribuy, miyut, ribuy. Ribuy hakol. My rabbi. What are we including? Ribuy karmili. Anything under the sun. Even avadim, even karka, even shtaros. Now, my miyut. So when it says 5 Shalom, we're being mamayit. Other thought of being mamayit. Only one thing. Only one thing we're being mamayit. Miyut, shtaros. We're being mamayit, shtaros. Why shtaros? Why not plastic cups? Why shtaros of all things to be mamayit? So Rashi says 3 words. Delo chashivi midi. Not worth anything. They have no intrinsic value. So of all the things in the world, to be mamayit, we're mamayit shtaros. And then, and therefore, you could use avodim and karka. Why not? Verabonan darshi klali uprati. It's a different way of darshaning. Piduya v'mechodesh klal. Right? Redeem your son however you want. Berkacha kesef shkalim prat. Chavish shkalim prat. And then tifte chazav klal. What do we have? We have our good friend. Chal, klal, prat, klal. Yet the donal ke'ena prat. So then the prat governs what else you could use. Ma prat maforish. Dov hametalatel. Vagufa mamon. Just like the prat is a specific item. And it has real value. Af kol dov hametalatel. Gufa mamon. So too, anything that has metaltalin has real value. So you can use 5 shekel worth of plastic cups? Absolutely. Can you use Well, what's not, so what's not on the list?
Karka.
Yotzu karkos, shem taldon, I can't move. Right. So you can't give karka. I'm gonna give the Empire State Building for Pidyon Aven. It's worth $1 billion. Can't do it. Doesn't move. Yotzu avadim. What about avadim? Hukshula karkos. So they go hand in hand with karka. You can't use avadim either, even though they can move. And even though they have real value. And yotzu shtaros, shav shem taldon, and gufon mamon. They don't have any real value. Okay? Good? Amalei Ravina Lurameimar, Rebbe Ribu Yumiyat Darshi? One second. Does Rebbe even Darshan Ribu Yumiyat? That doesn't even do that. Rebbe doesn't even Darshan that. Well, how do you know? Rebbe, Klaudio Pote Darshi. Rebbe uses Klau Pra Klau. Now, what, see, in this case, the difference is Avodim and Karka. Under Ribu Yumiyat, you can use them. Under Klau Pra Klau, you can't. So what's going on? So Rebbe really Darshan's Klau Pra Klau. How do we know that? Because it says when an Eved Ivri wants to stay longer after 6 years, they will give his, they're going to pierce his ear, bimartzeya, with a martzeya. Titania. It says martzeya. Ainli ela martzeya. I only know you can use a martzeya. They call that an awl, right? Minayin lerabos. What about a sul, which is a sharp piece of wood? Vaha sira, or a thorn. Hamachar, a needle. Vaha makadeach, some other kind of tool. Vaha michtav, or a pen. What about use those tools? Has to be an awl. What about if you use a needle? I don't have an awl today. I have a needle, I have. So can I use a needle? Talmud lomar, v'lakachta, take for yourself. L'rabos kol darosh, nedach biyad, anything. Divrei, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Omar, no, martzeya. Mar martzeya, miyuchat shal mateches. Just like it's metal, av kol mateches. Anything you want, any metal item. V'yamrinan, Michael Biflagi, what are they arguing about? The Rabbi Darshi, klalei uprate. Rabbi Darshan's klalei uprate. Now, the Gemara doesn't say what the... So Rashi says, in the third wide line, and toward the end of the line, Lakachta klau. Take anything you want to do this nirtza. Then it says, Marteya. That's a prat. Then it says, Ubenasata ba'ozno, and you put it in his ear, Chazav a klau. Right? Ma prat before shamateches, af kol shamateches. Okay? Now, we don't even know why that's a klau prat klau. Why are the words, V'lakach, v'nasata ba'ozno, another klau?
Another klau, yeah.
Huh?
What type of
cloud
is that?
It means anything. Vinasata, put it, but us no. I would say put it is going back on the Marteya. That's what you sound like. But we don't have the art of darshaning cloud pra cloud. We don't have that art. We lost the art. So we have to just say what they said. Right? It's one of the Yigil Midas Shatora Dreshma. That's the whole religion based on what the rabbi said. The whole religion.
So let's see if you go back to that. So why can't you use a needle?
You can. So according to Rebbe, you can. Anything made out of metal, 100%.
But according to...
so we'll get to that. Rebbe Yosef Yehuda, Darshi Ribu Yumiyot. He darshans Ribu Yumiyot. He has a different way of darshaning. Therefore what? So therefore it says, look at Rashi. Umay Rabbi, Rabbi Kalmili. Anything you want. Umay Miyot, what can't you use? Miyot Sam. You can't use poison. Some kind of acid. I'll make a hole with acid that you can't use. Chemicals, right. So... Yeah, so what, first of all, I'm going to do two things. According to Rebbe, you can't use a thorn, and you can't use a piece of wood. A sharp wood. And you can't, according to Rebbe Yosef Yehuda, you can use thorn, and you can use sharp wood, you can't use acid.
Well, a bottle of scotch would be okay.
Right. No, you can't use any of those kinds of liquids. You can't use liquids.
Right.
Agonists going to bore a hole in the guy, you can't do that. Some mad scientist torturing somebody, you can't do that. Right? You have to use a tool, any instrument. Came out of wood, metal, I couldn't care less. Rebbe says only metal. So Rebbe holds klau pra klau. In Ribui Miyot, you always only exclude one thing. In klau pra klau, he's excluding more than one thing. He's excluding wood, thorns. Same thing over here. By Ribui Miyot, you're only excluding one thing, which is including just shtar. But according to klau pra klau, we're excluding Eved, Karka, and shtar. So anyway, we see from here that Rebbe holds some klau pra klau. So Gemara says, yeah, right, in. Ba'alma Rebbe, Klali, Uprati, Darshi. Really, he loves Darshi and Klal Pra Klal. So why didn't he Darshi and Klal Pra Klal here? Because the Hach over here, Kitatana Devei Rebbe Shmuel. It's like they taught in the Yeshiva Rebbe Shmuel, and Rebbe Shmuel himself didn't even learn of Klal Pra Klal. But he still taught it. It's like in the Beis Hill, they taught Beisham Ashita. So he doesn't even hold from this, the whole thing, the Yeshiva Rebbe Shmuel. But anyway, almost the Yeshiva didn't hold like the Rebbe, but that could be also. Anyway, the Kitatana Devei Rebbe Shmuel, Bamayim, Bamayim, Shtepa Amim. This is a complicated thing about that long Rashi here. That look at Rashi. It's the one, two, three, the fifth line from the bottom, which says "b'mayim b'mayim beis ba'amim." Klomar, kol makom shenemar beis klalos zu etzel zu uprat acharehen. This is a situation where you have two klals and then a prat afterwards. So kigon hachalik over here. It says ezet tochelu. This is what you're allowed to eat. Mikol asher b'mayim. Anything in the water. Asher lo snapir v'kaskeses. It has fins and scales. B'mayim. In the water. Right? Dahainu shtei klalos. The water and then the water. Two klalos. Then it says, the b'chol mayim b'inon snapir v'kaskeses. In any water, we need fins and scales. It doesn't make a difference where the water is. Then it says, uprat k'siv achreim. It says, bayamim, in the rivers, banacholim, in the streams. That's a prat. The mashma, biyamim ubanacholim, shenoveim heim, b'inon snapir v'kaskeses. It sounds like only there you need fins and scales. But in the Atlantic Ocean, you don't. That's what it sounds like. Right? Avol hagadilim b'mayim mechunasim. But if it's in gathered water, it's gathered water like in your cup. And let's say you pour something out of the faucet and there's bugs in the cup. So that sounds like I don't need fins and scales there. Because I only need fins and scales in the streams, in the rivers, right? Misachli below snapir v'kaskeses. I don't need fins and scales. So it sounds like. That's how we pass it, by the way. Right? Natural water, whatever that means. Whatever that means, you don't need fins and scales. You only need fins and scales where? Anywhere where it's natural flowing water. Right? Because the prat defined the klal. If not for the prat, I would say, even in a cup of water you have to have. Comes along the Gemara, comes along the Torah. No, it's only b'yam u'b'nachalim. Only in streams and rivers. Right? So the problem with that is that the two klals are next to each other, and the prat's at the end of the pasuk. So he said, "Ein ze klal prat." It can't be a klal prat when you don't have a prat in the middle. Ella ribui umiyot. That becomes a ribui umiyot, as Rashi says. Lo dainin in the last Rashi on the page. Lo dainin leba klal prat. That we don't dash in klal prat, right? Ella matil and a prat b'nehin. So what do? We pretend that the prat's in between them. And we use what's called a ribui umiyot. V'hachanami upeduyev imechodesh klal. Tifte chazar klal. Hare shtei klal asmucho zel lezeh. Two klals next to each other. Uprat achrov. The prat's at the end of the pasuk. So therefore, hildach ribui umiyot ashin lay. Therefore, I can't dash a klal prat klal. I got to dash a ribui umiyot over here. Really, I hold for klal prat klal. Now I'm two klals next to each other. That I don't hold for klal prat klal. Therefore, I'm only mamayet shtaros. Right? For Rabbanan Amri, back in the Gemara, Kedamrinan be'amarava, kol makom shatamotzi shtei klolos, hasmuchin zelazeh. Anytime you have two klolos next to each other, hetel prat b'neim, put the prat in the middle, v'danam b'klal prat. That's such a big crime, to do klal prat klal, even though the prat is not next to the klal. Then we said, the Mishnah said, that you cannot redeem hektish. You can't depend on Ben with Hektish. So Gemara says, Pshita, lav didenu, doesn't belong to you. Belongs to Hektish. So Gemara says, Emo, no, what it means is, Ella, v'lovakdeishos b'chal elu. No, you can't redeem Hektish with these items. You donated your dining room set to Hektish, and your wife came back and said, what'd you do? You better go redeem it back. You can't redeem it back with your Eved. You have to use money, or Shava Kesef. That's all it meant to say. Okay? Okay. Then the Mishnah said, "Kasav l'kohen shu chayev lo chamisha sloim, chayev litin lo." You have to give him the five sloim. That's a halacha.
What's chiddush?
No, chiddush really. Amar Ula, Dvar Torah, Benar Padu l'kishayitain. When you give him the big talk is cheap. I'm going to write a shlo. Oh, I'm giving you five sloim. I owe you five sloim. Your son redeemed. Went to the pidyon aben. Everyone's all came. The whole simcha. We rented out a hall. We have a pidyon aben. We invited everybody. And I don't have any money, I'll give you a IOU. That doesn't work. Yeah, but I owe you the money. Talk is cheap. When you pay the money, your son's redeemed. Till then, he's not.
But this is it. But his son is not redeemed even after he pays the coin, the five
slaves. I'm not sure about that. That's what it says?
Yeah.
Right? My time ain't been a padui. No, so why is he not redeemed? Gzeira shemri yomru podin b'shtar. That's why. Because people might think, oh, you could use a shtar? I didn't know you could use a shtar. He gave an IOU at the pidyon aben. 10 years later, the kid's for sure redeemed, no? So, Mustami, he must have, a star work, maybe? paid him the money later. So it looks like he's paying with a shtar. We don't want to do that. So therefore we say it's not going to work. Rashi says, Afilu ein nosin klum. Right? Inami b'shtar shishal chavero. It doesn't work. Tani tana kamedra of Nachan, b'noi padu l'kishiyitin. No. When you give the 5 shlaim, then it's redeemed. I use this IOU. Okay, so. Right? Amalei of Nachman, zudivrei Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda stimta. That's Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, anonymous person. Amrila, zudivrei Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon stimta. That's him. Avachacham omrim, ein b'noi padui, velchasa, ein b'noi padui. Even if you give him the money afterwards, it's a gzeira, because we don't want people to think he could use a shtar. Good? Then we said, Lefikach, Imratza HaKohen Liten Lo B'matana, Rishai. If the Kohen wants to give, what's he giving back to you? Right? Right? So, it could be, he's giving back to you the 5 slayim that you gave him. You gave him 5 slayim, and then you ask him, can I borrow 5 slayim from you? He can give it right back to you. Tanina Lohadotan Rabbanan. Nasnu La'asara Kahanim B'vasa Achas, Yatza. 10 Kahanim sitting in a room. You walk over and say, plunk down 5 slime, here's the 5 slime, I'm good to go? Says the halacha, you're good to go. Yatza, it works.
What would be the halamina not?
What?
What would be the halamina not? That it wouldn't be good.
Bezeh chazeh, yatza. You give to each car one after the other, right?
For one child.
For one child, it also works. It also works. No chidish net, in a chanami. Not lo v'hichziru lo, yatza. You gave the 5 slayim, and he gave it back to you. Also works. He doesn't have to keep it. That was Rav Tarfon's minig, actually. Shahaya no talu machzer. He was a Kohen, Rav Tarfon, and he took the 5 slayim and gave it back to the father. When the Chacham heard that, Amru, they said, ah, kayim zeh, halacha zeh. He's mekayim this halacha, that Rav Tarfon. He's a good man. He's mekayim the halacha. So the Gemara says, halacha zu v'sulo, and only that halacha. I'm not making anything else. Ela ki aim ze ahalachazu. Bishop Tarfon, he held even that halacha. What a great man. Rabbi Chanina, havi rogil, fishakil, umahader. Rabbi Chanina had the same minug. He would take it, and he would return it.
But he's got shakil in the middle.
Havi rogil, no, he rogil, fishakil, umahader. Shakil means to take. He would take it and give it back. Doesn't mean shakil. He would take it and give it back. So, listen to this, look at the Tosvos of Hilkach. You see, it says Hilkach. Go down like about 2/3 of the way down, where it says Ksuvos in parentheses. Ksuvos at Sadek Zayin, right after Umihu. Listen to this. Umihu, Ksas Tema. It's a little bit of a question, because the Kivan Dahayi Reb Tarfon Rabbi Chanina Machzirin Kol Shah. Since Reb Tarfon Rabbi Chanina would always return the money, so you know what's going to happen. No one's going to go to any other Kohen. Get the money back. Why should I go to that Kohen? Right? So, Nimtzu, Mashchithim, Bris Halevi. You're belittling the Bris of the Levi. You're belittling it. Sheyafsidu Shar Kahanim. Other Kahanim are not getting the chance. Shalo Yidnu El Lahem. You're only going to use those Kahanim, Mipnei Shehem, Regilim Lahavzer. They're going to give the money back. They're going to give the money back. So, you hear that question of Tosas? So so everyone's gonna they cornered the market now on Pidyon HaBen. V'yesh Lomar says Tosfos. No, it's not what he says. He says she'ain hanosein yodua b'shosh hanosein im yachziru lo. I had no idea if Reb Tarfon's gonna give it back. Yeah, I had no idea.
But if you create a track record,
no, there's no track record. V'lo karina be shechasam bris halevi. It's not you're not belittling anything. And if he decides to give it back afterwards, that doesn't belittle anything. He says like this: the gam. Okay, that first answer was a little bit of a weak answer. The gam shema lo hayamachzirin el laaniim. Maybe only returned it to poor people.
That makes sense,
right? They didn't give it back to everybody. Okay, needed to give it back. Tarfon was a wealthy man. For the poor, you needed it back. Give it back. For lo osim show you dom lehem lashirim, and not to those that come off like they're rich. Then he wouldn't give it. You know who's poor, and you know who's not poor. So the poor one, he'd give it back. The rich one, maybe wouldn't give it back. So Sanki running to him, the poor ones maybe ran to him. Right? The poor ones ran to him, maybe. But now the Gemara has a story where it undoes everything it just said. So how does the story fit with halacha? Listen to the story. Chazil Hu Gavra, there was a guy, Davi Ka'azil V'asi Kaimei. There was a guy who did a Pidyon HaBen. and he gave it to the Kohen, and every day he'd walk by the Kohen's house back and forth, like waiting for him to give the money back. So he's hounding the guy for the money back. Now he never said, I want the money back, but he's always showed up, always sat next to him, always bothered him, right? So Amalei, lo gamarte v'yahavte miyadam bish. You didn't give this with a full heart. You gave it with a bad heart, because you only gave it thinking I'm giving it back. And therefore, hilchach ein b'nai padrik. Therefore, there's no pidyon haben here.
Wow.
Says Rashi, Davar ra asith. He did something bad. Hilchach ein b'no padui im achzirim. If I give it back, there's no pidyon haben. Lashon acher, afilu lo achzirim. Even if I don't give it back, ein b'no padui. Even if I don't give the money back, there's no pidyon haben. Why? No. Why is there no pidyon haben if I don't give it back? Because you never gave it freely. You never got a pidyon haben is that? It's a joke. I give it to you, give it back. It's a whole thing. It's a joke. I only gave it to you thinking you're giving it back. That's not a Gemara's das of Kenyan. That's nothing.
The Aniyam went to Rav
what?
The Aniyam went to Rav Tarfon expecting to get it back. So what, how was that?
That's what I said. The story a little bit contradicts. A little bit contradicts what we said before. Rav Tarfon asked the question. It's only going to go to them? No, they wouldn't give it back to everybody. What about the Aniyam? Oh, the Aniyam didn't give it back. So this guy's walking around hounding the guy. Oh, the whole pigeon of bed's no good. A little bit of a how to reconcile it. It's a little bit how to reconcile it, you know?
Yanni may in his head want to give the money and just say, you know what, I want to give it, but the situation is what the situation is.
Right, so I want to do the mitzvah. It's expensive, I'm tight. So when you buy an SUV, you can't get the money back. You have no choice. Pidyon haben, you get the money back. It's possible, Taki, you can get it back. So okay, a little bit of breathing room for an ani. That's all we're saying. It's not such a steer now. We said you can give that back.
I know, but here we're saying here they do it.
Hey, there's much more of a minute. Every coin gives it back. No. Pretty much, no? Pretty, no?
My father got to 5 in his card. on my Pidyon haben.
Really? Well, you didn't want to give it back? That's why I had the same coins to use for my son. Because, I mean, they gave the coin to give it back to my father.
Most people do.
Yeah.
I wonder why that became like that.
And my father was able to do 2 Pidyon habens. Because my brother is from my stepmother was never had children, so there was a second pidyon haben. That's very rare.
Yeah.
I was 15. I was at that pidyon haben. That's crazy. I thought, this is nuts.
I don't know. I've had 2 pidyon habens my whole life. Mine's mine. I'm doing 3 now.
Right. It's fascinating. It's fascinating. I don't know how this minhag developed. It's in the Gemara already.
Yeah.
It's in the Gemara already to get. I don't know, maybe then 5 shlemim was such a huge amount of money. I don't know.
How do I know it's going to be 3?
The Matnas Kohen in the end. Nachman, in the end, it's Matnas Kohen.
No, he's not saying in his house family, he's saying in the shul.
The shul is 3. Bottom line is the Matnas Kohen. So why here versus any other Matnas?
I don't know. It's a good question. Why come over here? How come over here there's such a minhag to give it back? I don't know. Right, exactly. So I don't know why it's such a minute to give it back over here. I don't know why. So why only Dafka here, this Matanas Kuna, to give it back? So Truma you can't give back is Kedusha.
One second, they give it back for money.
It's fine.
You get the money back.
Just actual coins. No, no.
Yeah, you pay for
it. Yeah?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
The Kohen gets
killed. I don't know about it. We didn't do that.
Yes, you do. You have to give it back.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You have to give the Kohen money for those coins again.
Uh-huh. I'll hear you.
Oops.
And it ain't going to be cheap.
Right.
And with inflation and everything.
Correct. Hamafrish pidyon b'no v'ovad. You gave off pidyon and then you lost it. Chaya b'achriyaso. You have to give it again. Minolan. Amar b'shur ben lakish. Isya. Erech me'erechin. It's the Gzeir Shava. From Erechin. What's the Gzeir Shava? So Rashi says, Ksiv hacha, it says over here, Bibchar, Upuduya, Biben Chodesh, Tifte, Be'erechacha. It's funny, but Pidyon haben, it uses the word Erech. A funny word. And, Ma'erechin, Chayeb Achriyasan, Achiavol de Gizbar. You say, I'm going to give the value of my son. How old is he? He's 10 years old. So whatever that number is. Yo. And then Bezin says, no, when are you giving the money? So, you know, tighten it right now. So, you didn't fulfill the obligation until you give the money, right?
How much is
whatever it is.
No, whatever it is.
No, just the Gzeir Shava. Kidamina Perak Basra. It's chulin in your hands, even if you have the money set aside. The money's set aside. When are you going to bring it? Your wife says, when are you going to bring it, you big talker? Oh, you know what? When I go to the Beis Hamikdash, until I go, I didn't give it. So it's still in that. Now I lost it, I have to give it again. Ah, it's set aside. Maybe you tell me it's the Beis Hamikdash lost. Not true at all. Okay? Amredimi Amr of Yonathan. V'chol b'char b'necha tifteh, v'lo yirapanai reikam. V'yolaf reikam reikam me'olaz re'iyah. It's a gzera shava. Mar olaz re'iyah chayab achriyaso. Af pidyon aben chayab achriyaso. I don't know. Maska floor of Papa Krala Kra. You're bringing your pasuk to support a gzera shava? That's a funny thing. Says Rashi. Kra tzarech la'asui yisri l'kra. I gotta bring another pasuk to support the first pasuk? What's wrong with the first gzera shava? I have to bring another raya? Right? Hatanim asnis and krach win a kanasiv lay. You're doing another pasuk to support the first pasuk? That's funny.
That is what an erech is.
What do you mean?
Exactly the erech.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. Very interesting. Oh, it's very interesting. El amar of papa hadetani taima yilacha ach pado tifta. So it says yilacha ach pado tifta. Tchi itmar derish lakish areisha itmar. You're right. I don't need two gzeirah shavas to teach me the same halacha. That what? The